I'm simply going to say, who are you? Where are you from?
My name is Linda May. I'm from Silverado, California.
And are you a delegate to the convention?
I'm a proud delegate.
First time?
This is my first time, yes.
What do you make of the energy, really, so far?
Well, I waited until there was going to be a really historic convention. And I found the right one, I think.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It has been a month. I've done the math. 30 days since Biden made the decision to step aside. How are you thinking about how things have played out since then?
I'm ecstatic. I ran as a Biden delegate. I was a Biden delegate when there was all the ambivalence going on about whether he should step down or not. I was polled several times and asked many questions. And my answer was always, if he steps down, then I'll follow his lead. But until he steps down, I'm a Biden candidate and a Biden delegate. And so when he did step down, I was actually in a chat room with other delegates when we got the announcement. And my biggest concern was that there would be chaos, that there would be infighting and struggling and whatever. And as soon as he said he supported Kamala, it's like all the pieces fell into place. There was no opposition, and the energy level shot through the roof.
Right, and then we maintained that. I mean, there was a bit of question over who was going to be VP, but then the walls announcement came down, and it seemed like people coalesced around that pretty quickly, too.
I know. Isn't it great? I think part of that is a trust in her opinion. I had hoped that we would have more of an open process, but somebody reminded me that the presidential candidate gets to pick their own VP. So I thought, okay, well, that makes sense. That's only fair. So he wouldn't have been my first choice, but I didn't know him. And I thought we needed somebody with more of a Southern accent. But he's amazing. I think she really nailed it with that choice. And if that's an example of her decision making, we're into a good 4 years if we can get her elected.
There you go. I promise you, we talked about some of your buttons here. I'm of the mind that a button is worth 1,000 words in the same way that a picture is worth 1,000 words. So tell me about some of the buttons you got here. We're a radio show, so we don't have the benefit of pictures, but
I've been collecting these over time. This isn't all I have, but it's the ones I could find for now. This is kind of my LGBT corner over here, and the spiritual stuff, which is also added to with the Integrity button, which is a gay Episcopal group. And because I've been fighting for gay rights since the 70s, so... And then we have the women's cluster over here, different candidates. It's not all the women I've worked for or wanted to see win, but it's a few. And then just some other on the down here and on the back are just some miscellaneous buttons of different local, mostly local campaigns that I've worked on and rooted for. So it's fun.
Do you have a few favorites? I mean, it's hard to pick favorites out of a big bunch, but what comes to mind?
I think the Hillary buttons. I worked very hard on her campaign, and I thought that I was really hoping she would be the first woman president, but that wasn't in the cards. So, and I thought, okay, my chance of seeing a woman president while I'm alive is gone, and now that Kamala's in it, and I'm excited and thrilled, and I'm thrilled to be here at the convention.
There you go. So yeah, the momentum is high, the energy is certainly there. How do you think this keeps going through the next 80 something days? I've lost track of the numbers.
70 something. We're down to 6. I don't know. I've lost
the track. Time's flying, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I don't know. I think that's a short enough time that we can keep it together. The thing that I find interesting, and I'm seeing a lot of an example of it here at the convention, is that the Democrats seem to be getting along. We Democrats, because we believe in diversity and believe in diversity of opinion, we often disagree and we often have disagreements, and that doesn't always work out smoothly. But I've never seen the Democratic Party so in agreement. It's like you walk up to somebody who probably a year ago would have had a totally different opinion than you, and you say something to them, and it's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. And I think we all have gotten tired of Trump. We've all been through the same stuff. We're thrilled about the Biden administration, and we see the path we ought to be on. And I think we're all in agreement, like, okay, let's do this. We're all in agreement.
Right. No, this is one of the things I've noticed. There's some of the folks wearing the everyone for Harris or something along those lines. And that's one of the things that struck me is you've seen all these groups spring up. White dudes for Harris, trans women for Harris, and rural folks for Harris, and just Republicans for Harris. And they don't call it a big tent party for nothing, do they?
Right. And I think in the past we had a problem with being a big tent because we couldn't agree. We would everybody get in the tent and then we'd want to fight. And I think we really are appreciating diversity and the value that diversity brings to our decision making and our planning. And I see a better respect for the diversity. I don't know if I'm just being totally optimistic and making it up, but I really am proud of the way that people are getting along and talking, and it's just fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I guess part of it at this point in the next 70-something days is certainly you've got 50,000 or so people here who are all in the fight. How do you get the fight outside the arena, do you think? Get through to, say, I'm thinking about rural voters in particular, maybe the young folks who often aren't as engaged.
That's a good question, and it's the same question we have every election. But this year, we have a better product to market, I think. We've got people who are energized and excitement, and you saw a lot of young people coming out as soon as Kamala was announced and was selected. And So I think that the same kind of energy that happened with the Obama campaign and the Hillary campaign hopefully is happening and is will continue to happen. And I live in a kind of a rural area, and the best way for us to reach out is just to talk to our friends and be open about who we support. And not. I think a lot of, especially Democrats in rural areas, have a tendency to be cautious, and they're worried about admitting that they're a Democrat. And I think we need to come out. I think we need to say we're Democrats. We need to say who we're for and why, and not try to beat people over the head with it, but just say, look, I think she's the better candidate, and here's why. Here's what she does. So. I think that'll go a long way. I think that's, but I think a lot of people who are observers of the, not really much participants, but just sort of observers, are watching what's happening, and I think they're pleased with the Kamala's campaign too.
There you go. You've been so gracious with your time. I just have a couple more questions. One, have you been to Chicago before?
I have, but it was a long time ago.
Favorite Chicago food, or if Chicago food you want to try while you're here?
I haven't really had a chance. I really want to have a Chicago hot dog and a Chicago pizza while I'm here. So if you have any recommendations of where to go, I would love it.
Yeah, as far as pizza, did you say?
Pizza, yeah. Chicago deep dish pizza, or whatever the Chicago's famous pizza is.
That's definitely deep dish. Lou Malnati's is always my hot take, or lukewarm take, if we're really going to put it that way. Anything else worth adding that we haven't already talked about?
Say what?
Anything else worth adding that we haven't already talked about?
You've been fun to talk with, so.
Right back at you. Thank you very, very much. And.